السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Something came in my heart. I want to share it with you. You remember in Surah Taha, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell Musa alayhi salam, and I choose you, listen carefully. Go read the beginning of chapter Taha until verse approximately 14-15. Or maybe more, give and take. Read it carefully and see what will happen. Remember Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu? If he talk like us, imagine he go to Rasulullah and he said, what about my daughter? I want her to get married. What about this? What about that? What about my kids? If the companion talk like us, Islam will never spread. The message will never spread. I remember my dear brother and sister in Islam, when one scholar, he explained the hadith which all of us know. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person die, all your good deed will be stopped except of three. Only three. صدقة جارية, علم ينتفع به, أو ولد صالح يدعو لك. صدقة جارية, every one of us know it. Or useful knowledge, or a very pious child make dua for you. He didn't say the doctor degree. He didn't say he has a how many lakh or how many crore. No. He said a righteous child make dua for you. I remember one time I was listening to the sheikh and he started crying when he was reciting the hadith or saying the hadith. And after that he said, imagine, he said, once death come, calculation of your good deeds stopped except of the three. And after that he started crying and explaining. He said, you will be in a grave and the calculator of Allah continue ila ma sha Allah. What is that? Again, one is the highest. And he explained, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the companion of Rasulullah sallam, all the people who do da'wah, everyone follow their message and do good deed, you get a copy. Look how precious da'wah is. I remember one time I went in India long time ago. I will not mention the place and time. And some people start making gossip. Sheikh Ahmed is bending the money over rich people. Because I used to take certain people. I treat them so well. Doctor and people in society. With the intention to Allah open for them. But the people who are heart and eyes is blind. They look at me like I'm spending too much. But they forget my niyyah. Do you know today, when you look, all the money I spend over 14 years, some people can spend it in 1 minute. This is the power of da'wah. And people do not know. And this is what the people, or what this man tell me this day. When you feed people, your good deed is done one time. You shelter people one time. All the good deed is stopped. One action, except da'wah to Allah. And until now, after 40 years, I'm telling you, the only people who value this message, only three. In 40 years. And the rest, like is not here. Why? Why? Because the nafs. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell you, if Allah use you to guide one person, it's better for you than the whole earth and what it contains. and your effort, your thought, your money, your thinking, your dua, in everything except da'wah. You do not think da'wah is amazing. And this is why one of the people I spent some time with them, he used to tell me, you're lucky if Allah chooses you. You're lucky if Allah chooses you. You're lucky if Allah chooses you. Who is the most chosen people in earth? Messenger and Prophet. Who's the following? The people who carry the message and unite people to the message and invite people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose you, because this is my message. My message to the message continue. We die, but the message do not die. This is the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the other is good deed, is rewarded, but not like da'wah to Allah. Please set intention and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open for you. May Allah accept inshallah. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, just for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to choose you to hear this, He chooses you already. Once He chooses you to hear it, what are you going to do about it? There is a challenge from Allah, similar to the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Allah tell you, come to me, seek the love of me, what are you going to do? Similar, imagine all this ahadith about da'wah, about this, about that, about Jannah. This all what you heard from me is called Iman. And if you go back, it's called Iman of Akhirah. Iman of the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said? Leave this dunya for Akhirah. Akhirah is better for you. And this was the whole Quran all about it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be among those who really having Iman of Akhirah, live the covenant of Allah, wish to be for Allah, wish to love for Allah, and have covenant to elevate the name of Allah, elevate the message until we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Imagine only one man asked question about the three women drink from Jannah, and not one single woman asked about that. Imagine. And another sister asked me, who are the three people who hold the covenant with you? Forget about the name. Forget who they are. But beg, when you hear stuff like that, beg Allah to be among them. Similar, when you read the story of the companion or any story of the early people, you should beg Allah to make you among them. And after you make dua, you beg Allah to give you the quality to be like them and follow the footsteps. After that, the hard one come to try to do the utmost like them. This is the one. We talk later, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.